Good afternoon. This is the Art of Jazz. I'd like to start with Hot Lips Page. Orrin Page was born in Dallas, 1908, died in New York City in 1954, played the trumpet and sang and composed, and in some pretty wonderful early large ensembles, and I'll get to those, and mix up so I'm not in a chronological order. 1940, Bluebird Records, a trio that Hot Lips had. He plays the trumpet. Teddy Bunn plays the guitar, and if you hear a voice, it'll be Teddy's. And the bass playing of Ernest Hill. Hot Lips Page, 1940.
I'm an evil man, don't you bother with me. I'm an evil man, don't you bother with me. I'll empty your pocket and fill you with misery. I've got 900 women, I need 100 more. I've got 900 women, I need 100 more. Then I'm gonna put a padlock, honey, on my door. Gals to the left, gals to the right, gals every day, and gals every night. I've got so many women, I don't know what to do. So I'm telling you, honey, I ain't no good to you. If you want to be happy, don't hang around with me. If you want to be happy, don't hang around with me. 'Cause I'm an evil man, but I want to set you free. Thank you.
Hot Lips Page Trio, 1940, Bluebird Records. Hot Lips Trumpet, Teddy Bunn singing, playing his guitar. Ernest Hill, string bass. Evil Man's Blues by Leonard Feather. And Do It If You Wanna by Page. In 1941, Page was with Artie Shaw's band, the great clarinetist and band leader. For a session with the band was going to do two sides of a 10-inch 78 record of the same tune, St. James Infirmary, a classic written by Joe Primrose many years ago. We'll hear both sides of the Victor record, part one and part two. This was arranged for the orchestra and for Hot Lips by David Mendelsohn. The guitarist is Mike Bryan. The string bass player is Ed McKinney. Dave Tuff, great drummer, is here. On piano, Johnny Granieri. Trombone soloist, Ray Conniff. Hot Lips Page, Artie Shaw, 1941. St. James Infirmary Blues.
Out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this wide world over. She'll never find another sweet man like me. Though she treated me mean and low down, somehow I didn't care. For the Lord knows she was a good girl, and I'll see her again up there. Now when I die, I want you to bury me in Edmund Clapshoe. A box back suit and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat. Mm-hmm.
Hot Lips Page singing and playing his trumpet with Artie Shaw's band, 1941 for Victor Records, and two parts of Joe Primrose's St. James Infirmary Blues. I forgot to mention two wonderful tenor sax solo in there by Georgie Auld, Johnny Guarnieri's piano, David Mendelsohn's arrangement. Quite something. And the use of the strings in 1941 was a bit unusual for these bands. Artie Shaw and Tommy Dorsey pretty much in the forefront of using that. And well done. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all. That jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Page came out of the great Kansas City style, the territory bands. The word territory comes before states because there were great sections, as you probably already know, and then they were divided up in territories. They became border lines and states voted in, all of that. But the great Middle West had, in that huge territory, hundreds and hundreds of bands moving around daily to play at your house and my house and all that stuff. Every place had a great dance hall, and some places had dozens of them. The activity of dancing, as I've said, produced a lot of what this art is about. Hot Lips was in Benny Moten's band, and I'm going to 1930 now. Probably the most popular band in a little bit of a history. Benny Moten played the piano, and his second pianist was Bill Basie. Basie got left in Kansas City. For some reason, he was left there marooned. And he wandered around and got a job with Moten. And then when Benny Moten died in 1935, Basie took over. And you know about Basie from then. And he became Count, of course. That was all part of publicity, by the way. Duke, Count, Sir, all that. Hot Lips was here. 1930, Victor Records. First up, Jimmy Rushing, the great singer, and Benny Moten's Won't You Be Mine. Thamon Hayes, trombonist, Woody Walder, one of my favorite clarinetists. Page will play his trumpet. Buster Moten, who as far as I know is a nephew of Benny Moten, plays the accordion, for all of you accordion fans. Here's Hot Lips with his trumpet with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, 1930, and Won't You Be Mine.
Thank you.
Hot Lips Page Trumpet with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, 1930. Victor Records. Won't You Be Mine, written by Moten and Jimmy Rushing, who sang that for you. And Oh, Eddie, a kind of a statement by the composer Eddie Durham about what he might hear when he played some fine music, as he did. He was multi-talented, Durham was. He later on would be with Basie quite often. Played the trombone, played the guitar, did arranging and composing. And Page left things off on his trumpet on Oh, Eddie, and Jack Washington's baritone saxophone. If you hear two pianos, you're absolutely right. Moten usually just chording and letting Basie take the solos, as he did there. And alto saxophonist Harlan Leonard, who would later on in the 1930s have a band. And Tad Dameron would work for him. It all connects as it moves along. Two more with Hot Lips Page and Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. That Too Do, meaning That Also Do by Durham. And in this, you're going to hear, for those of you that know Basie's output, Good Morning Blues and Sent For You Yesterday, Here You Come Today. Later on, they would be separated, made into two different things. But here, they're one. That Too Do. And Max Dream. Pretty much with the, Durham wrote it, and it's pretty much for the great drummer in this band, a fellow named Willie Mack Washington. So it's Mack's rhythm, a nod to him, and of course the drummer is very important to these bands. All of that. Hot Lips Page, trumpet, with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra.
Thank you.
I'm moving through places where we might hear Orrin Hot Lips Page on his trumpet, and Kansas City is where we are now with Moten. Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, 1930, recorded by Victor. That Too Do, written by Eddie Durham, Jimmy Rushing singing the Good Morning Blues and Sent For You Yesterday and Here You Come Today, which, as I said, would be made into separate pieces. And Max Rhythm, Willie McWashington, finally getting a little bit of room there at the end. You know, as if like, oh yeah, we wrote this about you, do something. And as I said, one of my favorite clarinetists, Woody Walder, all the way through in there. Leroy Berry banjo. Want to mention that part of the rhythm section. Fine baritone saxophone work by Jack Washington. Thamon Hayes, trombonist. Count Basie and Benny Moten playing pianos. And Buster Moten, the nephew of, playing accordion. All that part of Hot Lips' history. And I was thinking, too, you know, if we were back live in Kansas City, we could go to the Reno Club and hear that band at the end of a small room playing for dancers. Wouldn't that be something? That's where it was, that town, and all other cities. With lots of clubs and lots of activity, physical activity of moving around to the rhythm. Reno Club was very famous, and we get the likes of Joe Turner singing the blues and Pete Johnson playing the piano for him, all of that. I'm going to get to Hot Lips Page with Mez Mesro and Sidney Bechet. But first, this is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the TD Canada Trust Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 24th through July 3rd, with over 1,800 musicians from around the world, including The Lost Fingers, Christian McBride, Trombone Shorty, and The Bad Plus. A complete lineup is available at coastaljazz.ca. Dozens of locally owned businesses who reach out to listeners through underwriting. They recognize that KPLU listeners appreciate the unique flavor that entrepreneurs bring to our communities. Info on how your business can support KPLU is online at kpluunderwriting.org.
Now I'd like to take you to 1945. Hot Lips Page, hired by Mez Mesro, clarinetist, and Sidney Bechet, clarinetist and soprano saxophonist, for their band in 1945 for King Jazz. First up is one called Blood on the Moon. It was written by Hot Lips Page, and he will sing it for you. And on the label, supposedly hiding him for some contractual reason, his name is Papa Snow White. And then House Party, written by Mesro and Bechet. Mesro in these plays the clarinet, Bechet the soprano. Jimmy Blythe Jr., son of the famous Jimmy Blythe of Chicago piano fame, is on piano. New Orleans guitarist Danny Barker. Pops Foster from New Orleans playing the bass, and the supreme percussionist Sid Catlett. Mez Mesro, Sidney Bechet septet. 1945 with Hot Lips Page on trumpet.
Baby, I had a dream about you. You were running, playing with your swing. Baby, I had a dream about you. You were running around, playing with your swing. Well, I ain't no fortune teller, but you're gonna get blood on the moon. Don't let me get back, baby. Change that in cause that's a sad dream. Well, don't let me get back. Change that in cause that's a sad dream. You've been grabbing my allotment checks, so you're getting blood on the moon. Mm-hmm. be thrown through my window, 'cause you were playing me for a clown. I tell the judge I had to crawl through my window, 'cause you were playing me for a clown. And if I was standing before the Supreme Court, girl, I'd have to knock you down.
Hot Lips Page, trumpet, playing with Mez Mezro, Sidney Bechet Septet, 1945, for King Jazz. Blood on the Moon, written by Page, House Party, written by Mezro and Bechet. Mez Mezro, clarinet, Sidney Bechet, soprano, Jimmy Blythe Jr., piano, Danny Barker, guitar, Pops Foster, bass, Sidney Catlett on the drums. Fine. Fine, beautiful playing. Right there. Thelonious Monk liked the old-style piano music. He was abstract in his stuff, but not really. You know, it sounded different to some people, but not all. And Alfred Lion, hats off to him for Blue Note for recording early on what Monk was doing, and Prestige a little later on, and so on. But Monk loved the Harlem stride pianists like Jimmy Johnson, Fats Waller, and played in that style. Loved it. I'm going to bring you two things by Monk now, where he plays in that earlier style. First, from 1964, Columbia Records, solo piano, Monk's going to do Dinah, a 1925 beauty by Harry Axt. I think a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week, I did several of them, performances of that tune. And then 1971 for Black Lion, solo piano Monk, and one he wrote called Blue Sphere, his middle name Sphere, and done in the older style. Two of them for you, my Monk. Thank you. Thelonious Monk, a couple of places, solo piano, and in the early style of stride, that is one-note chord, one-note chord, one-note chord, left hand. And 1964 to start off with Columbia Records and Dinah. And then Monk's own Blue Sphere, 1971 for Black Lion Records, Thelonious Monk. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Louis Armstrong, 1950 for Decca Records, the great arranger, Cy Oliver, coming out of Battle Creek, Michigan. He and Kellogg, my two favorite people from Battle Creek, he did these arrangements. Louis Armstrong's going to sing. He's going to play his trumpet.
Magic spell you cast. This is lovely and rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see love and rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed. Love the unrolled.
Say, si bon,
Lovers say that in France, when they thrill to romance, it means that it's so good. Oh, c'est si bon. So I say it to you, like the French people do, because it's oh so good. Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought, and it's this, dear. It's so good. Nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling, c'est si bon. Oui, oui.
Louis Armstrong, 1950 for Decca Records. La Vie en Rose by M.D. Louis Guy and Mac David, and C'est si bon by Henri Batty and André Hornez. Arrangements by Cy Oliver for Armstrong, who sang and played his trumpet. Lester Young now, 1947, his tenor saxophone for Aladdin Records on the Sunny Side of the Street, and Saxo Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
Lester Young, tenor saxophonist there, his band, in Chicago, 1947, for Aladdin Records, on the Sunny Side of the Street, written by Jimmy McHugh, and Saxo Bebop, written by Lester Young, based on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. Shorty McConnell playing the trumpet, Lester tenor, Argon Thornton, who later would change his name to Sadiq Hakim, on piano. Fred Lacey guitar, Rodney Richardson bass, and Lindell Marshall playing the drums. Lester Young, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Mount Baker Theater, presenting Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, Friday, June 24th. Tickets and information at mountbakertheater.com.
Thank you. German by.
Move over.
I'm all set to fly.
Move over.
Now I'm feeling high, mister, catch me on the second bound.
Move over.
Just you step aside.
Move over.
Or I'll tan your hide.
Move over.
I'm all set to ride, mister, catch me on the second bound. Don't hold me, don't hold me, if I'm feeling free. I've got to jive and rip, and if I can't get there, I'm going to lay me down and think.
Move over.
Cause I need the air.
Move over.
Move way over there.
Move over.
Now you're in my hair, mister. Catch me on the second bound.
Follies Bergère.
Next evening they'd be whining and dining on Leicester Square, a tale of two cities. When the last chapter ends, they still will be neighbors, and they still will be friends, good neighbors and the best of
Charlie Spivak, his trumpet and his orchestra, 1941 for OK Records. The arrangements by Nelson Riddle. Getting started in his own right and playing the trombone in the band. Move Over, written by Sonny Schuyler, vocal by Ginger Malin. And the tenor sax solo we're still working on. It's either Don Raphael or Roy Hammerslog. A Tale of Two Cities by Al Lewis and Johnny Burke and the vocalist Gary Stevens and the fine piano work, Buddy Weed. Charlie Spivak, 1941, and his trumpet. Let's do two of Stardust by Hoagy Carmichael, lyric by Mitchell Parrish, done in 1936, first by Tommy Dorsey. Both of these for Victor Records. And second, by Benny Goodman, clarinetist, of course, and Dorsey trombonist. The arrangement of Stardust for Dorsey was by Paul Weston, and the vocalist is Edith Wright. The arrangement for Benny Goodman is by Fletcher Henderson, with no vocal, and some fine work by pianist Jess Stacy. Stardust, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Victor Records, 1936.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new and each kiss an inspiration, long ago, now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. when stars were bright. You were in my arms, the nightingale told his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. I dream in vain, but in my heart it always will remain. My stardust melody, that memory of love's refrain.
Stardust, 1936, first by trombonist Tommy Dorsey, and then by clarinetist Benny Goodman. Stardust, Victor Records, and Paul Weston's arrangement for Dorsey, and Fletcher Henderson's arrangement for Goodman. I'm going to go to Goodman's Trio, 1945, and his sextet, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Swedish Issaquah. a new hospital in the Issaquah Highlands designed to serve the healthcare needs of the entire East Side. Tours, health classes, and fun family activities at an open house Saturday, July 9th from 10 until 5. More information at SwedishIssaquah.org.
The trio of Benny Goodman, 1945, will be Goodman clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, and Maury Feld playing drums for Columbia Records, Body and Soul by Johnny Green. And then the sextet, also by Columbia for 1945, After You've Gone, written by John Turner Layton. The sextet, Goodman clarinet, Wilson piano, Red Norvo vibes, Mike Bryan, who we heard earlier with Hot Lips Page, playing the guitar, Slam Stewart on bass, who had that wonderful ability of humming exactly what he was bowing on the bass, and Maury Feld on the drums. Benny Goodman, 1945, Body and Soul, and After You've Gone.
Thank you.
As I've said many times, it amazes me that all of that can happen in 3 minutes and in the way that it does. Some of it improvised, and I'm sure some of it worked out. How many times, we don't know. Don't care, really. It's there. Benny Goodman Trio, Body and Soul. That means Goodman Clarinet, Teddy Wilson Piano, Maury Feld on the drums. And the Sextet, 1945, same time. Goodman, Wilson, Feld, Mike Bryan playing guitar, Slam Stewart on the bass, and Red Norvo on the vibraphone. Benny Goodman. George Shearing now, his piano and his quintet on Vibes. Don Elliott, multi-instrumentalist. On guitar, Chuck Wayne. On bass, Al McKibben. And on drums, Denzel Best. Simplicity by McKibben. And 5 o'clock Whistle by Joe Miro, Kim Gannon, and Gene Irwin. Thank you. George Shearing, his quintet, 1951, for MGM. That's right, the movie people. They made records. Simplicity, by Al McKibben, who played bass in the band. And 5 o'clock Whistle, a 1940 hit by Joe Myro, Kim Gannon, and Gene Irwin. Shearing played the piano, Vibes by Don Elliott, guitar by Chuck Wayne, Al McKibben bass, and Denzel Best playing the drums. The first rendition I ever heard of this was 1940 in Chicago when Ellington was making a record there. 5 o'clock Whistle. You'll hear Rex Stewart's cornet, Harry Carney's baritone saxophone, Johnny Hodges' alto. Ivy Anderson's going to sing it for you. Clock Whistle, Duke Ellington, 1940, for Victor Records, with Ivy Anderson singing it for you. The same session in Chicago, that's September 1940. They did Ellington's beautiful Warm Valley. Thank you. Duke Ellington for Victor Records 1940 and his composition Warm Valley featuring Johnny Hodges, alto saxophone, and cornet Rex Stewart. Warm Valley and Ellington right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Crystal Mountain's Summer Kickoff Event, Saturday and Sunday, June 25th and 26th at Crystal Mountain. The weekend offers a range of cascade experiences including live music, gondola rides, with views of Mount Rainier and more. Information at crystalhotels.com.
Now to Stan Getz. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm gonna do Getz later. To the Bill Evans Trio, and a special place for him with the orchestra and the arrangement for the trio by Claus Ogerman, a symphony orchestra as well for Verve Records, sometime in September 1965. Special arrangements by Ogerman of Time Remembered and My Bells, two compositions by Evans, who plays the piano, Chuck Israels on bass, and either Larry Bunker or Grady Tate playing the drums. Bill Evans Trio plus Orchestra, Time Remembered, and My Bells.
Thank you.
Trio with symphony orchestra conducted by Claus Ogerman, who also did the arrangements. Evans piano, Chuck Israel on bass, Larry Bunker or Grady Tate on drums. Two compositions by Evans, Time Remembered and My Bells, Verve Records, 1965. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Many requests coming in, too many to give the names, starting off with Ginger in Los Angeles and ending with Eddie in Bartlow, in some place in Montana, small town. She said, there are four people here. And dozens between, for the high lows, Gene Perling and Clark Burrows and Bob Morse and Bob Strazen, with arrangements by Perling and Frank Comstock. 1967 for Columbia, by request, the high lows.
Your sunny side up, up, hide the side that gets blue. If you have nine suns in a row, baseball teams make money, you know. Keep your funny side way, way up. Let laughter ring through. Do stand upon your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up, way up.
Keep your sunny side up, up. Hide the side that gets blue. If you have nine suns in a row, baseball teams make money, you know.
Keep your funny side up, up. Let your laughter ring through. Do stand upon your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up. Your funny side up, up. Let your laughter come through. Do stand upon your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Stand upon your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up.
Thank you. she gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a
when there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart, with a singable happy feeling, a wonderful way to start, to face the world with a song.
Like
little melody that is making the worry of the world go by. When you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky beat, you'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the day, to start the day. When there's a shine, shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way, a wonderful way to start, to start the day.
There we are.
The mist of May is in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still. So take my hand and let's go roaming through the heather on the hill. The morning dew is blinking yonder, lazy music in the rill, and all I want to do is wander through the heather on the hill.
There may be other days as rich and rare, there may be other springs as full and fair, but they won't be the same. They'll come and go, for this I know,
that when the mist is in the gloaming and all the clouds
are holding still. If you're not there, I won't go roaming through the heather on the hill. The
sing this song, doo-da, doo-da. Camp down racetrack by my long, oh, doo-da day. We come down here with straw hat caving. Come back home with pocket full of tin. Wanna run all night, wanna run all day. I'll bet my money on the bucktail nag, somebody bet on the bay. The long-tailed filly and the big black horse, doo-da, doo-da. They fly the track and they both got across, oh, the doo-da day. The blind horse sticking in a big mud hole, doo-da, doo-da. Can't touch bottom with a 10-foot pole, oh, the doo-da day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. I'll bet my money on the bucktail nag, somebody bet on the bay.
stubborn old cow, come on the track. Do-da, do-da, the bobtail fling him on his back. Oh, do-da, they, it fly along like a railroad car. Do-da, do-da, they're running a race with a shooting star. Oh, do-da, they, run, run all night, run, run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail next. Somebody bet on this bay.
See them flying on a 10-mile heat. Do-da, do-da. Rum de race track then repeat. Oh, do-da. I lost my money on the bobtail neck. Oh, do-da, do-da, do-da. Keep my money in an old tote bag. Oh, I said, oh, do-da day. Quiet run all night. Bet my money on the bobtail nag.
Somebody bet on the bay. Somebody bet on the bay. Somebody bet on the bay. Somebody's trying. Somebody bet on the bay.
The High Lows, and that by request of lots of people, as I mentioned some of them. The High Lows, 1957 for Columbia Records, Gene Perling, Clark Burrows, Bob Morse, and Bob Strayson. Arrangements by Perling and Frank Comstock, who was also conducting the orchestra. Sunny Side Up by Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy DeSilva. Laura by David Raxon and Johnny Mercer. A Shine on Your Shoes by Arthur Swartz and Howard Dietz. The Heather on the Hill from Brigadoon by Frederick Lowe and Alan Lerner. There's No You, Hal Hopper and Tom Adair. And The Camptown Races by Stephen and Foster. Or is that Kleiser? I don't remember. Just kidding. The High Lows, 1957, Columbia Records. Columbia Records. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Demetrius Jazz Alley, an all-ages club. Tonight is the last night at the alley for Ramsey Lewis and his electric band, the Sun Goddess Tour. Tuesday and Wednesday, it's Cuban Jazz with Maraca. Info and reservations at jazzalley.com.
In 1939, pianist Art Tatum went into the Standard Transcriptions studio. Transcriptions were 16-inch discs in diameter 16 inches. LPs are 12 inches, and 78s mostly 10. And they were used for radio work, where they could put the big platter on that turntable, and they don't have to change records for a while, that sort of thing. And Tatum went in 1939 to do some solo work at the piano. And here he is for you.
Thank you.
Standard Transcription Records, Art Tatum, 1939, solo piano. It Had to Be You, written by Isom Jones. Oh, You Crazy Moon by Jimmy Van Heusen. Over the Rainbow by Harold Arlen, and Day In, Day Out by Rube Bloom. Standard Transcriptions, Art Tatum, 1939. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
UW Medical Center's robotic-assisted surgery team. Using advanced technology, UW Medicine surgeons provide robotic-assisted and minimally invasive surgeries designed to enhance patient outcomes and safety. More at uwmedicine.org/stories.
You smile, the song begins. You speak and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charms, fantastic things begin. Comes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my love for you. You speak and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? My love for you.
Business if I do.
Abby Lincoln, singing for all of us. 1958, Riverside Records. It's Magic, written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. And the traditional good advice, ain't nobody's business if I do. Kenny Dorham, Art Farmer trumpets, Curtis Fuller trombone, Benny Golson tenor, Sahib Shahab alto saxophone, Jerome Richardson flute and baritone saxophone, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Sam Jones, or Philly Joe Jones on the drums. This is the Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 24 through July 3rd, with over 1,800 musicians from around the world, including Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, Madeline Peru, and Paco De Lucia. Info at coastaljazz.ca.
The Mel Lewis Thad Jones Jazz Orchestra went for many years, performing, recording, rehearsing, all that in New York, and giving jazz arrangers a chance to do what they do so beautifully. When that separated, Mel Lewis, the drummer, continued with the band, and in 1985 they made an Atlantic record. The arrangement is by Thad Jones. The tenor will be Ralph LaLama. The composition is Gerald Marks and Seymour Simons. It's called All of Me. Jazz Orchestra, 1985, recorded by Atlantic Records. Lewis playing the drums, doing some of the arranging. All of Me by Gerald Marks and Seymour Simon, arranged by Thad Jones. Tenor saxophone soloist Ralph LaLama. And Butter by the lead alto player in the band, Jerry Dodson, a composed an arranged piece in memory of Quentin Jackson, great trombonist whose nickname was Butter, piano soloist Kenny Werner, and trombone soloist Ed Neumeister. The Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, 1985, for Atlantic Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.